Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. It's Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station up at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. And I'm very grateful to be able to be in this place, that in these lands that were never formally ceded or surrendered or conquered. I'm Jesse. And this is Speak Up, as I mentioned, the show here at CJSF where we play and do talk content. Mixed bag today, as usual. I've got a couple pieces from Danny. I've got a piece from contributor Olivia. And a bunch of music to tie it all together. It's probably a more local music-focused episode than usual. Olivia's piece is an interview with local band Muppet Boys, so we'll hear that. And then also some other stuff, some arts, some entertainment. I guess one of Danny's pieces is, two of Danny's pieces are local arts, local arts related. One is also local music, a little bit broader. How's that for a tease? Okay, and we're going to start with some local music, as I am wont to do. And it's going to be the artist that is topping the charts here at CJSF the last couple of weeks from their new record, Doggy. This is Self Care with the track Attics. Attics. We'll be right back. Politics by Self Care from the new record Doggy, which you can find everywhere now here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. How are we going to do this? Yeah, let's keep the local music stuff going. We are going to hear now from contributor Olivia, who interviewed the band Muppet Boys ahead of their gig tonight, Thursday, November 27th at the Hollywood Theater in Vancouver. So we're going to hear that interview. And just to give you a little bit of context, we're going to hear two tracks that are mentioned in the interview. We'll hear Eat the Rich to start, and then we'll hear the interview, and then we will hear Brexit Girl to wrap things up. So without further ado, here it is. Muppet Boys, live at Green Auto. Eat the Rich.
Fuck Elon Musk!
Whoops.
Right, I'm here with Vancouver's own Muppet Boys. I'm wondering if you guys can give a quick introduction to yourselves, the roles you guys have in the band.
All right, well, I'm Billy, and I play the guitar, and I sing. I do the singing. Yes, that's what I do.
I'm Kayla. I play the bass, and I do vocals sometimes.
And I'm Amy. I play drums, and sometimes I do backing vocals.
Awesome. Tough question. This is for the people at home who haven't heard you or haven't seen you guys live. How would you describe the energy that you guys bring to the stage?
We just try to, like, you know, like, give as much energy as we have, mm-hmm. like, that night. Like, there's no bar. We just kind of go up there and, you know, have fun, you know, like, you know, a lot of the time, I mean, like, my Amy was saying this earlier, but it's like, we don't really even notice that, you know, people are there. It's just like, it's just us having fun playing music together on stage, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where, like, I don't really notice what I'm doing, and then people will come up to me, like, oh, you looked so cool when you did this, or, like, I'll tell Kayla, like, oh, when you don't even remember. It's kind of like when we start playing, it's like a time skip in a way, where I don't even remember what I was doing. I just remember how it felt, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. Damn. And we're all really close friends. We're all really close. So I feel like people definitely notice our chemistry on stage being, like, best friends. It definitely shows that we're all just, like, having fun and playing together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
Times.
I want to talk a little bit about the sound you guys bring and some of the inspirations behind that. For me, when I've heard you guys, I hear a lot of The Damned. I hear a lot of Dead Kennedys. I hear a bit of Pixies as well. I'm wondering what you guys think about that and some of the songwriting choices behind that.
Well, The Damned is definitely a big one. And yeah, that's, I mean, as a collective, we all love that band. That was one of the first bands that we bonded over.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I'd say a bit Nirvana-ish, White Stripes in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like nowadays it's like we all like listen to our own, like, it's like we have like our own section of music that we listen. Like, that we listen to. I mean, it is quite cohesive in the sound, but I mean, I don't know, it's nice to, like, be in a band where there's, like, influences coming from all sections, and when it comes together, it's, like,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think we still do have, like, our main bands, like, from the beginning that we'll kind of circle back to. Like, I know for me, I'm kind of still on that White Stripes train.
Mm-hmm.
And during practice, we always just somehow start playing the same White Stripes song.
Like Ball and Biscuit.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah, I think that's a big influence for us.
Yeah. Especially with, like, I mean, another band that, especially in our early days, that we, with, like, a lot of the songs that we performed, we were very heavily inspired by The Chats.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I mean, the whole Australian punk scene that was coming up.
Mm-hmm. That was awful.
And like, and yeah, I don't know. It's yeah, I feel like that was a big influence, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest ones are like The Damned and
yeah,
you know, White Stripes, mm-hmm, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just building off of that, I do notice a lot of political themes throughout your work as well. You got Brexit Girl, based off of, you know, Boris Johnson. Very aptly, you have Eat the Rich, a personal favorite of mine. So why are these themes so important to incorporate into your sound?
Well, first off with Brexit Girl, like, I just remember there was a time where I was really into, like, watching British, like, TV and, like, clips of British TV and like the comedy shows for the most part, and they talked about Brexit, so I just, like, kind of learned about, like, what Brexit was and, you know, and all of that. It was just kind of like a funny song about, you know, about being with someone who you, like, later realize is a bigot and all of that. So that was just kind of, that was the main thing about that. But
yeah,
with Eat the Rich, I think it's mainly just about, you know, not caring about, like, what happens with the big corporations. Like, because, like, if you steal a chocolate bar or a bag of chips from a 7-Eleven, like, the CEO of 7-Eleven's not gonna hurt from that, you know? And And, like, I mean, I do work at a, I work at a grocery store, and, like, it's a bit risky saying this, but, you know, just, like, seeing the price that comes up, you know, in, like, when a customer, you know, gets five items, and it'll come to, like, $40, and it's, like, really, like, we're really, like, you know, like, why, like, essentials, like, things that are essential, like milk and eggs, cost an arm and a leg. It's, mm-hmm. like, it's an insane world that we live in that, you know, like, because, I don't know, because of that, and it's disheartening, honestly, to, like, see, like, to see just, like, working people just trying to get by, having to, you know, spend half their money on stuff that they need. So that was it's the main thing about that song.
I just want to get some quick logistics from you guys out of the way of how the band started, and I'm going to turn to Kayla and Amy for that. You guys are sisters, so I'm wondering what the upbringing was like with you guys both playing instruments, both having being in a band, both having those same sounds. Was there any family influence to that, or what's the story behind that?
Not really. We were like, no one else in our family plays music. Well, our family loves music, I think. They just never played instruments, really. But yeah, Amy and I just always loved music growing up. And then Amy got a guitar at one point, and then we had a ukulele, and then...
Yeah, I think it was like, for me, it started off as like the classic, little Asian kid playing piano at like 6 years old, and then I kind of grew up to hate it, but then I found a love for music in like kind of a less traditional like way, because I mean, I don't know about you, Kayla, but like I never was able to read sheet music in like the way people do in like, you know, that kind of sense. So I feel like the way Kayla and I have taught ourselves music was, like, really with each other and just, like, figuring things out for ourselves. What do you think about
that?
Yeah,
I think it was also just, like, hating playing classical.
Oh, my God.
Like, because we both did piano, and then we only played classical music, and then we're like, oh, this sucks. And then we started just, like, learning pop music by ear, like, whatever's on the radio, and then that was a lot more fun, so we just had... Yeah, we just had a lot of fun doing that together. Yeah.
I have a memory of you... trying to learn, I think it was like Alan Walker Faded. Something like that, or like, you know, very 2016 Sia or Charlie Puth, things like that. Yeah. I don't know, we've always like had a lot of fun just playing music together, and not even necessarily like writing music, just like trying to replicate stuff, and I think that was a big part of our kind of music journey.
So you guys both play multiple instruments?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, what do you guys play otherwise? I mean, you're on drums, you're on bass, what else?
Guitar, piano, harmonica sometimes. Ukulele. I played clarinet at school.
Oh yeah.
I have a little harp. I think those are
little jaw harp.
The jaw harp and the little, like, tiny harp. Remember that I got for Christmas that one time? That, like, little... Yeah.
Do you know what a jaw harp is?
I love those things. I love those things so much.
Yeah. Originally, like, I played piano and played guitar, but, like, bass was, like, my thing for a long time. But, Kayla and I kind of knew we wanted to start a band. And since she was playing guitar and I was playing bass, we knew it would be difficult to kind of find a drummer. So Kayla started to learn bass and I started to learn drums when we, like, were a bit more serious about starting a band. And, yeah, it's so much easier to find a guitarist and vocalist because, like, you know, everyone does that. Yeah, it worked out well because I really, like, I enjoy drumming and I like what I'm doing.
So starting a band was always a plan for you two then?
Yeah, I think so.
We went through a lot of different bands trying to figure out the right dynamic and the right people, which was a long journey, but yeah, we finally found someone good.
It's me! It's me, everyone.
Yeah, that's kind of my next question here. How did you guys meet Billy, form Muppet Boys, find the sound that you guys have now?
We had... Okay, I downloaded multiple apps that were basically dating apps for musicians. So you put an advert out for what you need. Oh, we're like... two-piece band looking for vocalist, guitarist, that's what we put out, and then you can put like a reference of all your artist inspiration genres, music that you're into, and then people just respond, and then mm-hmm. Billy like just liked my profile, I think.
Yeah, because I'd been writing songs for like, I mean, years and years up until that point, and then there was this, like, this moment of time where I didn't really know what I was, like, really doing with my life. Like, it wasn't going the way I wanted it to. So I logged onto Vamper. That was the app that I found Kayla on. And it's, like, usually you'll get people who have, like, five common artists, you know, like, at most. And, like, I saw Kayla's, and it was, like, 20-plus... like artists, so it was like, if this doesn't work out, I might as well just quit music, you know, like because this has gotta be it.
Yeah.
And I remember so like we talked and like, you know, we arranged our first practice, and the first song that we all sat down and played together was See No Evil by Television. Mm-hmm. And it was literally I started the guitar riff, and then Kayla and Amy came in on the little like the bass line, ding ding ding, and then Amy did the crash hit, and from that moment I was like, and like once everything came together, it was like, this is the band, it felt perfect, like Cinderella's shoe.
I remember we played that, and then I was so excited right after we played. I'm like, this is it, this is the guy. And then, but I didn't want to act too excited because I thought it would look lame, and then like make you like, oh, I don't, you're like too excited. Yeah. I'm getting out of here.
Which is crazy because I was thinking the same thing. Like, yeah. Just like I think I had that same feeling of like not wanting to be like, oh my god, but on the way home, like, it really reignited my actual passion for music. Mm-hmm. Like that practice alone, like it really just it saved me. but I say that as a joke, but it's true, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't think something so perfect could happen, you know?
Yeah. I think it's really funny thinking back to, like, how we all felt about each other in that first practice, being so, like, oh, I'm scared they're gonna think of me. I remember I was, like, pulling up to Park, and I saw Billy standing there, and I'm, you know, I was a really new driver at the time, so I think I tried to parallel park, like, about 5 times.
Yeah.
And I was looking him in the eye, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy, and he's just gonna think about, like, I'm so bad at parking. But now I can, like, talk about that and, you know, make fun of him, make fun of each other.
Yeah, I feel like, because, I don't know, because from my perspective, when I was seeing that, it's just one of those things, like, if you're meeting somebody and there's something that distinct that's going on,
yeah,
like, you just think to yourself, that's gotta be the people who I'm meeting. Like, and so, like, I was, like, I, like, hesitated a bunch of times, like, trying to, like, walk up, because it's like, oh, is it them? Is it them? Because if I go up to them and it's not them, that's gonna be really embarrassing, and I'm gonna have to run away to Guatemala or something. it was them. It took a lot of courage to say, are you Kayla? That was the first words I said in person, and yeah, but after that, I don't know, it just, oh man, I'm getting all nostalgic now, like thinking about that.
Yeah, basically, if you meet someone for the first time and they do something really embarrassing, you're just like, Oh, well. They did it first, so, you know, you're going to be fine.
I mean, I was wearing, like, the skinniest jeans. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
The jeans you wore were... And I remember leaving the practice and being like, why are his jeans so skinny and he's wearing those weird shoes? Sorry. It's okay. Well,
wasn't there, like, a thing where it was, like, three things that you both took away from... Like, from me. Like, it was like...
Oh, that you're shy and you wear skinny jeans and I...
The three S's.
What was the other S?
Striking blue eyes.
Yes, it was that. So, that's... If you want to know who I am as a person, label the three S's.
Yeah.
So, countless shows later, finding your perfect people, moving all across Vancouver, working together, has led you to what I'm going to call the elephant in the room, and that would be your upcoming concert with the Gins, opening for them at the Hollywood Theater, November 27. How are we feeling?
Excited, and that everyone should buy a ticket.
Yes.
DM us at Muppet Boys Band.
Yeah. $20 each.
Discount.
Discounted. Yeah.
I'm so excited, but I'm honestly, like, I'm really nervous about it. We haven't, like, it's a big venue. There's a lot of people. I think that the only time I've been to the Hollywood was when they had an emo night there, which was really fun, by the way. But, I don't know, just the thought of playing on that stage. A little scary. What do you guys think?
Well, it would be my first time being there, so I have no expectations going into it, which kind of, it makes it better. Because, like... It's like, okay, we'll just go up there and do our thing and then blow the crowd away. Probably to the restaurant across the street or something.
Kayla, what do you think about, like, venue size? Like, how does that make you feel?
I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm not very nervous or anything because I just know as soon as we're on stage playing all together, it'll just feel like any other time that we're playing on stage all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you're right. That always happens. I'm so nervous. But then when I start playing, I really just forget about all of it. Yeah. I'll trust that that'll probably happen again. Hopefully.
Yeah. Just like, you can just like close your eyes.
I do that a lot of the time. I can be so into what I'm doing and, like, the song that I just forget. But sometimes I become very aware that, yes, I'm playing. People are looking at me. And they're, like, you know, so close that I just... I close my eyes or I can, like, put my hair in front of my face. And I get to because I'm a drummer. You know what I mean? Like, looks like I'm just so into it. But, yeah, I think that's... I like that a lot, that I can hide behind people sometimes if I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a pretty big opportunity with a pretty big band. Is there a story behind that and how the two of you guys and the other opening acts got acquainted?
The Astoria actually just reached out to us and said, like, hey, the Gins are playing, and we told them about you guys. Just, like, contact them and let them know that you want to join the bill. So then that's all we did, and then they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So. That's still crazy to me that, like, other people talk about us to other bands. And, like, I don't know, this is a little off topic, but